Simet Samaches, Sif Aleph, Sif Katan Yod, Shaloi Shoma. He hasn't heard Baruch Hu yet that day. So he says, let's say he didn't hear from Baruch Hu from beginning of Birchas Kriya Shema, but he heard Baruch Hu by laning. People get an aliyah, die, that's sufficient. There's no reason why we should go back and say Baruch Hu for that individual. But he's at that moment right now where he's about to start Birchas Yetzer'or, so he can say Baruch Hu. Oz Mutter Lifrais Bishviloi K'moshu K'sav Nebreishas Simen Ein Sham. Okay.
Good evening, doctor.
So he said, if the person is a Baki, it's preferable he should do it himself. Mutter Sheyifrais Ba'achshav. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Zogti Mishabur and some Katan Yod Aleph. Ba'achshav Nogu Shaloylam Hoi Veilam Persim Shema. The Mig is that we give that to the Veilam. Even though the Veilim already have heard the Baruch Hu, etc., and there's somebody else who has not heard, the minhag has become to give it to the Veilim, but Veineno Nochon can't cause the Magen Avraham. That's incorrect. The Magen Avraham said that's wrong. We should follow the minhag of Shulchan Aruch. If the person has not heard and he's able to say it himself, he should say it. The Prima Gadim says that the reason why it's become the minhag to accept the Veilim, remember their minhag was that they would say the Baruch Hu before the Chazar Sashatz. So going and checking who's able to do it while people davening the Kriyas Shmoneh Esrei, that was complicated. So the solution was the Oval always did it, so we know who was going to do it. That was it. That's why that became the minhag. But in a case where that wasn't an issue, there's no pressure for time, and there's somebody who needs it, and he's the one who hasn't davened yet, so let him say Baruch Hu. Came the Ramah says, now the Arvel of Nateva says the first he broke is out loud. He should finish the rest of davening. Everybody else can leave. This wasn't Chazor Sashatz. You didn't have a tzibur of 10 people, a tzibur davening together. It wasn't 10 people or 6 people davening together. It's one individual, right? Who's being, we're being, so fine. So let him say the first three out loud in order to, everybody should get the mitzvah of Kedusha. And then they can leave because there's no the rest of Shmoneh Esrei is not relevant to them. Ramah says, however, but the person who said the he should not stop after a Kel Kaddish, he should continue. Now we're talking about the Makabra's case was that this person already davened Shmoneh Esrei. And everybody davened Shmoneh Esrei. They're just doing it in order to chapa kedusha. So there's an argument. The mechaber seems to hold that you can release really after the first three brachas. And what says no?
What says no? The Gemara.
The Ramah.
Ramah.
But obviously, if the person who's Arlis Nateva has not davened yet, so he's davening now. The kiddush over here holds say part of his own personal Shmoneh Esrei out loud. But obviously, he has to finish. Shiashim Tfilosa Yugimel. He needs to daven for davening purposes. Now, what's going to happen to him is he's going to say the first three brachas. He's going to say Baruch Hu and the first bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema out loud. He's not going to say the second bracha. He's not going to say Shema. He's not going to say Masakul Tfilah. He's going to go straight to Shmoneh Esrei and say that, all of Shmoneh Esrei. And then he'll go back. And he'll say, he'll fill in the second bracha of Pirush Kriya Shema, Shema, and the Emes V'yatzi. Fiza, Alev Hizachar Lovel Besek, and that's L'Shema Baruch Hu Kedusha. So this fellow's come late, he hasn't heard Baruch Hu, he hasn't heard Kedusha. V'chesh Hashem Elo Yiyach HaKach Minyan Besek Nesesh K'shegiyah L'Tfilah. And he's concerned that if he waits to daven along his normal cadence through all of davening, when he gets to Shmoneh Esrei, there's not going to be a minion around. So he'll do this, what he'll do. He'll be parsed if they have teva, which means he'll say baruchu in the first bracha. He'll be parsed al shema baruchu in the first bracha. He'll be able to say a teva shmona esrei with the first three brachas out loud with kedusha. Then he'll go back and fill in the rest. Okay. However, Rav Lamagan Ram Kasa the Chachila ain lochem lasses kein levat the mitzvah smicha gula tefillah mishum kedusha. He says no. So it means the whole reason why you're losing your smicha gula tefillah because you want to be able to take kedusha. That's not correct. That kedusha takes precedence over smicha gula tefillah. Ispalo kaseda mishum gula tefillah.
No.
So rather the Magaram says that you don't lose Sichas Gula Tefillah because of Kedusha, but rather you daven in order, and if you get to Shemoneh Esrei when there's 10 people there, so you'll say Kedusha, and if not, you won't. It's interesting. Right, so it means we're coming down to that we're going to give, according to the Magen Ram, we're going to give preference and precedence to Smichas Gula Tefillah over Kedusha. Kedusha, the Rizal says, is a Mitzvah D'oraisa. Mikdash Mitzvah B'nei Yisrael. So you're Mekayem Mitzvah D'oraisa, you say Kedusha. Smichas Gula Tefillah is the Rabbanan, right? So we're going to give precedence to the Rabbanan of Smichas Gula Tefillah over the deraisa of saying Kedusha. You have to say the argument is that Chazal, the Mitzvah Tefillah, which that's the main purpose of here is the Mitzvah Tefillah, Smichas Gula Tefillah really is a whole separate function. Excuse me, Kedusha is a whole separate function. Smichas Gula Tefillah really is how Chazal said the proper way to daven. So it's not a side thing. This is your tefillah, and this is the proper way to say tefillah, and that's what you're trying to do. And meanwhile, you're not going to do a different mitzvah called kedusha, which right now that's not your mitzvah. Your mitzvah is to say tefillah properly. That's your mitzvah. So even though you end up losing the deraisa of kedusha, possibly, the saying the tefillah properly will take precedence.
What makes kedusha deraisa again?
Right, the Rizal says that you mekayim mikdash b'soch b'nei Yisrael, which is the pasuk of Kiddush Hashem.
So according to that sheet, the davening with a minion is a deraisa.
No, they show here is davening with a minion. They show here is davening properly. Because also proper tefillah is because gula tefillah.
Now I'm talking about Nikdash himself and a Yisrael, that you can't do that without a minion. So basically, if you're down without a minion, you're not being Mekayim that mitzvah, and you're saying that's a deraisa, so then basically you're being mevatel a deraisa if you don't down with a minion every day. Is that correct?
Okay, follow what you're saying. That's what came out according to me.
Or does it mean that when you have the opportunity to have, when you have the minion and have everything in place, then there's a chi of Nikdashti, but if you're not there, you're not there. It's not. I'm just wondering how we're looking at it.
It's not. Is it a mitzvah chiyuvus or mitzvah chiyumus would be really the way.
Right. I mean, when you're there, you have in the middle that you have a minion. There's no reason not to have it. But I'm saying maybe Mekayim and mitzvah sasei deraisa. But if you're not in a place with a minion, you're at home, then.
I'm not sure. Okay. So I mean, it's not a mitzvah yumas that you must create this kedusha. Every kedusha that you do, you're mekayim a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah yumas.
Okay.
But in regards to, how do we deal with the mitzvah yumas, which a person has an option and they don't take advantage of it? So that's the Gemara says by tzitzis.
It's like not wearing a compass.
The Gemara says a person doesn't wear every compass, he can't really fault him. He's not wearing all compass.
Right.
The Gemara says, "But in the rischa, the shemayim will be tevei him."
Mm-hmm. Because they will be.
What does the first part mean?
Eden the rischa, the time where there's anger at shemayim. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's like, what do you mean you don't want to get an opportunity to do a mitzvah? Right. So, it's. theoretically you're clean, but the mice are practically, it's not safe. You know, I guess that's the best way of putting it. Okay. Then the Ramah said, so if we're going to put the process of Prisa Shema and Erev Lifnei HaTeva on the Sheikh Tzibur, so the Sheikh Tzibur can't interrupt in his actual tefillah, let's say between Birchos Kriya Shema and Shemone Esrei, in order to say Baruch Hu for those people which missed it. Yudal b'hiskol avim lo hiskol. If he didn't start it yet, he could theoretically say Baruch Hu a second time, even though he said Baruch Hu when the people, 10 people answered Baruch Hu, but new people came in, he could say Baruch Hu a second time. Okay, and then the Ramos said that by night time you're able to be mafsik. Yechol hafsik. Ratzlam ben gula the tefillah, you'll be mafsik between gula the tefillah. The hainu be'achar shisim birchos hashkivenu. The law of Mavskikin Gam came to Psukim, Abba Emsa Brochus Lo Yavsik. So when he says you'll have to be Mavsik, it doesn't mean that you'll, in the middle of the Emes Vemura, you say Boruchu. It means you finish the whole Seder of Birchus Kriyashma through the end of Hashkivenu, Boruchu to Hashem, Shemayim Lo Yisrael Ad, and you'd be able to say Boruchu a second time at that point in time. You're being Mavsik between Gula and Tefila. We're Mavsik between Gula and Tefila. Since Chazal said the Iker Gula is not Belaila, so the main hakpada of not the master in Gula and Tefillah makes sense by day. Today is the Zman of Gula. But Belaila, which is not a Zman of Gula, so the hakpada is not there. That's why we for Ashkenazim, we say Baruch Hashem Olam Amen V'Amen, Ashkenazim and Chutz La'aretz. Right? We say Kaddish. I mean, Kaddish also would be a problem. How do you say Kaddish in between the Gula and Tefillah? You can't do it by Shacharis. Right, so and it is pointed out that normally the normal mahalach of our tefillah is that after each section of tefillah we say a kaddish. So theoretically, the way we do a ma'ariv is the logical way. We say Birchos Kriya Shema, you say kaddish, and you say Shemone Esrei. And you say Shemone Esrei, and Tachlin Rama says it's connected with Afka to the process of tefillah. You say kaddish, and you say Kedusha Sidra. You say another kaddish. Right? Each part of tefillah gets a kaddish. At the end of it, so why don't we do it by Shacharis? Because you can't interrupt it in Gula and Tefillah. Right? So we don't have a choice. We can't put a Kaddish there. Whereas by Maariv, which it's not a Hakpada, so you're able to put a. So who then I can say Baruch Hu over there? Okay.
Kaddish after Ashrei before the Mincha.
Before Maariv, said Baruch Hu. They went through Hashkivenu, and then more people walked in.
Right. So he says that the Chazan could say Baruch Hu again. Never saw that happen. I never saw that happen either. Okay.
We should try it just to be Mekayim the Halachos, no?
Right, just for the excitement. Yeah.
Is this the Maariv thing going to relate to the idea of somebody saying who missed Baruch Hu and Maariv saying it afterwards and whether they should?
Well, that's why we do it. It's the same idea, but he said, but you don't have to wait till after Shemone Esrei, you can do it beforehand. Right.
But only the Chazan can initiate that.
Well, he presents in the conversation of the Chazan, really. Okay. Then he says that. To do this whole process a second time seems to be like a Ganav Mishnayim that, you know, they've already been Yotze, they come in a second time. So it's only relevant if the Chazan's doing it, so he's not listening to Ganav Mishnayim, he's doing his job. If somebody else stands up there, like, you know, like, okay, you guys, get out of here, let's do it again. Let's try this over again. Right? But if the first group is not there anymore, it's not a problem. Yotzer Rishonim Tezayin. Who then who in Makriya Shispalo basic Knesset come upon Mizakhazeh and Kapeda. If it's a show where they dive multiple vinyanim, your name is Sharma Shabbos and you're on 13th Avenue, 53rd. That's normal. Like, that's called normal. That's not a problem. Okay. Sha'amad, but he says that the so in that situation where if they all left, so the Ramah said if that second person stands in a different place, it's not a problem. Again, if it's a regular shul that has multiple minyanim, it's not a problem. Talking about a shul that you normally have one shacharis, and punk today, you know, they're doing it a second time, you can't, if the first group is still there, you have to move somewhere else. If the first group left, then you can use the same moment. Shamat. He could have it a second time. Now, he doesn't have to be there the whole time. He davened already. They will say by themselves through the end of Shemin Esrei, and then he'll start over again. They don't really need the Sheikh Tzibur to them. They're going to say it themselves. Then he'll say Chazor Shashatz with all the Kadeshim which go afterwards. So he can stand in the place of Oman Rishon. Okay.
What do you mean?
He's davened already. The second doesn't have a person who can function the Shliach Tzibur. But they're davening. They don't daven. They know how to daven. They feel they can't daven for them for whatever reason. Right. So he'll say Kaddish. He'll say Baruch Hu. They'll say Brachos Kriyas Shema. They'll say Shemoneh Esrei. And then he'll say Chazor Shashatz. Once he says Chazor Shashatz, then he has to say the Kadeshim which come afterwards. The Kaddish of you know, after Tachanun and the Kaddish of after the Kaddish. By Shachar, it'll be the Kaddish of Tachanun and then Kedusha of the Sidra and the Kaddish Tiskapo. By Menchel, which is, you know, in this case theoretically would be relevant if such a thing would happen, he would say the Kaddish Tiskapo a second time. Okay. So the if everybody left, so the second Chazak can stand in the same place as the first one was. Harishan, Yudkas. They don't take out the Sefer Torah a second time.
It's the same Sefer Torah.
Va'afim hi Sefer Torah zul atzma, even though it's the same Sefer Torah. People will not necessarily be aware of that, and they might say that they think it's a different Sefer Torah, and they're thinking it's because there's some psul in the first one.
So what?
Furthermore, then the next step will be, oh, you're reading again because the first people weren't Yahidzei. Like that's what people are going to think. So you're creating a level of potential of some level of Chashad, an insult to the Sefer Torah and or the people. High time, Imolcho Rishonim the Beisam, come on, Vesikim. Let's say there's a Vesikim minion. They davened. They finished. They left home a long time ago already. They davened the 5 o'clock in the morning. And they're finished by 6 o'clock. Now the next minion starts 7 o'clock. They're home already. If there normally are multiple minyanim, again, it's not a problem. This Mishnah Shmuel says this is the minig. Minadin ain't shum isur b'chol gavni shein lochus to pagam rishon el kashahoya oila ligas b'shnia mishal lekar the rishon. Only case where you have a pagam is actually two different sefer Torah, or it's the same sefer Torah, but the person getting the same aliyah, getting aliyah twice. Says what's going on? Why was he yotze the first time? Must be there's some problem. That's why he has to come. He, the same person, is getting an aliyah a second time. It's only if he goes, you know, right away, one after the other, the same time. See, even this chashash with the same person getting an aliyah, it's only if it's happening one after the other. He gets one aliyah, then he gets a second aliyah. Why you give him a second aliyah? Apparently, he wasn't yet to the first one. But over here, there's a time lapse. The first Sefer, the second Sefer Daven, the second Sefer Torah. So That's not a problem. Make it. I'm not sure that the minhag is like this Mishpatei Shmuel nowadays. I'm not sure how often this is relevant, but. Okay.
Be in a minion factory applicable?
No, because that if the place of the normal the minhag is to daven multiple times, not a problem. Oh. It's only a gay in a place where they don't normally daven multiple times, and punk today they decided to make a second minion. Right? And the first group is still there, and so.
The first group finished?
No, there's the, I don't understand. This is a two things going on at once?
No. The first minion finished, but they're still, they didn't leave. And now the second group comes in and starts, you know, like, sort of like, does it again. So, what, I mean, we don't normally have a second minion here. What are you doing? So then there's a, people say, there's a pagam. We're doing it because, you know, you really weren't yotze the first time. That's why we're doing it again. Okay. Base.
So what should the second group
be? They would have to go to a different place. They can't do it in the same place.
What? Read
the Torah? And it sounded like Kodesh Shmuel that they wouldn't take out the Sefer Torah a second time. I mean, that's what it sounded like, unless they would be able to move to a different place. So the Gemara says that even though this person is blind, and he's blind from birth, he's never seen Ma'aris. Paris al Shema Mavarach Yirtzeh Ma'aris. He could say the Baruch Yirtzeh Ma'aris. First of all, not only that, but he can even be mitzvah somebody else in the bracha, because he's chayv mitzvahs, and the bracha is relevant to him as well. How is that? He benefits from the sun because he can get directions from people now. They can see what's safe and what's not safe and how to go. And they can direct him. It would be dark. They couldn't help him with that. So even though he's always in the dark, lo aleinu, right? But he can't see. But he's benefiting from the light. So the bracha is applicable to him. So he can make the bracha. I mean, he might see other people, even other people are able to see, and he's not. That's not a problem.
Isn't that going on the other stars other than the sun?
No, the bracha is Yetzirah Baruch Hashem Chesed Grace of Kol, referring to the is bringing up the sun.
So what's the plural?
It's referred to everything, but it's not limited to this. You know, but the Iker Brach is the Mershon. Now that way, the Gemara says that you need to mention Midas Laila B'Yom and Midas Yom B'Laila. The Iker Brach by Yom is B'Yom, is on the aura of the Yom, the sun. But you need to mention the Midas Laila B'Yom, the other the moon and the stars which come out B'Laila, have to mention B'Yom also. Right? The Gemara says the same thing, vice versa. You mention Midas Yom B'Laila. You mention the Brach about the fact that there's maybe Laila that you talk about. There's Yarm and there's Laila. Okay, so Mishabur Paris, if they have Tevel Tefillin, he can be much to them in Birchus Kriya Shema. He can also be much to them in Shmoneh Esrei. So in Boruchu, whatever, you know, if you dial Ein Shem Mishabur, we pass in the Suman Eschai B'Mitzvus, so he can be much to. Yesh Shema Lekot and Shalim for Zala Shema. However, a person on the bar mitzvah should not be paris al shema. Mi'a kol shegi'a l'yud yud moshonim ve'em adat gemim hevish te'saris d'rechus kriya shema d'rabbonon. Once he's reached the age of halachic majority, so even though we don't know whether he has physical maturity yet, since he's reached the age, the halachic assumption is that he has, and not mechiv the check. By d'rabbonon, we're not mechiv the check. We spoke about the way the rice is. Might be a different ballgame. Okay. Simanayan. Mihema Petura Mikriya Shema. So who doesn't have to say Shema? So number one is Noshim Sifal of Noshim Avonim are Petura Mikriya Shema. Women are Pater. It's a Seisha as Magroma. The Nachayim is a Seisha as Magroma. And Avodim, some of Avodim Knanim, have the same chiyuv of level of chiyuv mitzvahs as a woman. Therefore, they're also put to mikriya shema. They should be tzasei shazan gomim. However, in ochanu lalam them she kabel oleim ol malchus shemayim. But it is proper that they should be mekabel ol malchus shemayim, and we should train them to do that. And therefore, they'll say at least v'yikra l'pasuk l'pachus pasuk rishon. Therefore, they should at least say the first pasuk.
It makes it sound, the mechaber sounds mashma that it's not really in the midst of the rabbanim.
No,
it's a good thing. I mean,
it's not.
They could, or maybe there's a mitzvah of the, I mean, makaba o malchus shemayim, but that could be done other ways. It's just that this is the preferred way.
Theoretically, I mean, this is the pasuk which we used to call malchus shemayim. But the point is, it's not nothing with the mitzvah shema. It's a separate. Sivkat and aleph petorim afilim rabbana. So the potim are kriya shema beis, but turas gam kem birchus kriya shema. They're not mechiv birchus kriya shema either. The Hashem gam kein zman kavua, because they also come in the zman kavua. Kili abasim and nuncheset vav. A birchus emes v'yatziv the niskan al inyan mitzchiris is yis mitzrayim. Chayin kol a brachus shalachrei the arvis mechiyavus laomram. They do mechiyav to say the brachus of emes v'yatziv, which that is for schiris is yis mitzrayim. Which applies the whole day. So, so it comes out interesting then. They have a chiyuv to say scarce is his mitzrayim. That's a mitzvah which applies all day, and we pass and applies all day and all night. So it's not called zman grama because it's always applicable. The day one is about the whole day, and the night one is the whole night. So you basically go from one to the other. So that we're donning that as their chayiv in that. Emes Yatziv is a din rabbanon to say, which you'll use that to makayim your deraisa. Emes Yatziv has a time limit. You can't say Emes Yatziv after the fourth hour, or at least or after the sixth hour. You can't say Emes Yatziv anymore. So even though the mitzvah that you're using it to fulfill is not time bound, but this what you're saying is time bound, and we're saying women are chayiv in that. So he says, "V'chein brachos shalachareo arvi." So Yechayev in Beimarv also.
Women don't have a minhag when they daven morning. Or is that if they didn't do it during the day, then it's now nighttime that they should do it?
No, he means that the Mishnah Berurah later on talks about that he does suggest that women should daven morning.
Right.
Yeah, that the Ma'aseh. So that you're right. The minhag is not like that. The mitzvah says, "I am the heckas b'yam of Belila." So, in Cain, we mailed chicham at least with gula tefila. Tefila chayav is kiddush kamam and siman kuvav asif beis. They are chayav in tefila, and there's a need of simchas gula tefila if they're chayav in that bracha. So they have the wherewithal to makayim a gula simchas gula tefila. They should do that. So, can't cut some Magen Avraham. That's the Magen Avraham comes out. My primary gun should cut the man that serves Sierra Sisi's Mitzrayim may lie the Hurat Min Rabbana. We don't paskin lie, we paskin lie in the Mosa Mashiach, according to that Shita. Is that what you mentioned? Sisi's Mitzrayim is Belila, is all in Rabbana. A smart lachra. So it comes out like this. Min arayis yolim chiv the sebe day. Once that's true, means the kriyas shema by day is only, excuse me, the zekiris yisid the shema by day is only a mitzvah seishas man grama. Because it ends by nighttime. Kim emela hu mitzvah seishas man grama p'turash min atara. Rak min abonu chayavis. So according to that sheet though, so that the chiyav that women would have would be the rabbonin.
That we just said, they
have, they just have to be makabah of lochos shemayim. That's mitzad shema. They have another, so they have to say his curses his mitzrayim.
Right.
So if you learn that the mitzvah belayla is the mitzvah, the rice is belayla as well, so it comes out there's no time where you don't have this mitzvah. You have a belayla. So it's not called zman grom. But if you hold that the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah, curses his mitzrayim belayla. It comes out, that's only the Rabbanim, it comes out that the mitzvah only applies the Raisa by day.
Uh-huh,
yeah. So it's a Zman Grama. Then Nashim Rapata. Right? That's what you say.
There's no mitzvah, if you see it's Mitzrayim by night, why are we saying the third paragraph of Shema then?
The Rabbanim.
Uh-huh.
Right. We can't call it the same as Yeshua's Yaakov Ayin Shal.
Okay. What, that they're porous al shvat?
No, no, no. They would say that they would. If it's only.
Women have to say shvat.
No. Women have to say, they have to make kabbalah al shemayim. And they have to say, according to if the old man scarcity is from Belilah is the rice, so they have a chiyuv for scarcity is from Belilah as well. I feel the name of the Humitsumina Torah, because we have in Belilah. Okay, so this is the assumption until this is the way the Jewish Yaakov understands it. Comes to Shaka's argument and says, I disagree. He says, your argument is that the mitzvah of scarcity applies constantly, by day and by night. Right, so therefore it's not called Zman Grom. That's the Shos Yaakov's understanding. That's the Shagas Yarye. The name of the Zumitzu Minotara, B'yamah V'layla, it's not a B'sefer Shagas Yarye, B'simen Yigimul, and Asha Paturis, B'tam the Schara, the Yom, who Mitzu Mifni Yatzmu. Each one is its own mitzvah. The mitzvah is saved by day. It's saved by night. So come to the mitzvah by day is only by day. Mitzvah is only by night. So they're both Zman Grom. So they're Nashim Nachayv. Okay. B'imloy Hizkabar Yom, main Sarak Lahaskar, Haskaras of Belilah. There's no Tashlum of Belilah. Mashkin Mask of Belilah. Who bits of the Yatzmayin Shom? Okay, so the Shagazari disagrees with this whole premise of the Shus Yaakov, and he says you got it all wrong. It's two separate mitzvahs, so it's man grama. And if you're not, they're not chayav by day or by night. Okay. Psukah Zimra. I love the same bays with Lucia Rikibaker, the Mukhashan, the dwarves, the Iker, Niskan, the Shri La Tvila. Because there was Chazal or Masak, and is some introductory element into the Mitzvah Tvila. Came a male of Chayabas, women are Chayab and Tvila. Therefore, they should also be Chayab and Psukkah Zimra. The definition of Psukkah Zimra, obviously, women, you know, depending on how much time a woman has, but, you know, she would say the bare minimum if necessary. She'll say Baruch Shem or Hashem in Yishtabach. In Brichas Shachar, the Chara told him is that in name of the Baruchas Eli Yishtem Zman. I only have a simon nun beis. Maybe she burn a beer locha. A beer locha. It's a rachim. Okay. So do these Brichas Shachar. So we have one opinion that it only lasts until. It lasts for 4 hours. When she says it lasts, when she says it lasts all the way, even to the nighttime, a person didn't say Berachos Shachar in the morning, and he realized 4 o'clock in the afternoon, say Berachos Shachar. He realized at 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, say Berachos Shachar. Right. So if you learn like that, so it's not Zman Grama. It continues on the whole night. Then tomorrow you start. You know, you have this new mitzvah to say it, but it's not Zman Grama. So if it's not Zman Grama. So women would be chayiv. This is the Mishnah Berurah suggested that she was holding in that.
What is the Mitzvah
Derabanan? The cult in general, whatever Chazar or Masakin, Mirabanan, they were Masakin came to rice. Tefillah, even though possibly Tefillah is a separate mitzvah, B'yam or B'laylah, and therefore it's called Zman Grama. Because the Mishnah says women are chayiv in Tefillah because they need Rachamim also. So therefore, we can't pass them from tefillah. They need tefillah. So,
it says, I mean, the lashon is mitzvos asi shazman grama. Isn't that implying that it's?
Well, that's the thing. L'chara totally depends if you learn if it has a zman or not. Smash of the women have the chiyuv to say as well. Because they're excelling the chiyuv. She did yichel as lahamshich the chiyuv alatzman rachvil brachus kriyshma kleil b'simon yizayin sef beis bago. The minhag of the Ashkenazim is that the women can choose to say the brachas if they so choose, even though they're not mechuyev, and they can undertake some level of chiyuv of saying it. Let's just finish over here. Shazman grama brachus hashachar or brachus kriyshma. Yeah. So Zman Grama, Tola Kosa Bizman Shkiva Zman Kiva. Because Shema is relevant, Zman Shkiva Man Kima. But Nachanu, he says that it would be that they should to teach them the Mekabal Omach HaShemayim. Masha Mitzad Adin Peturim, V'ah Pasuch HaYom Yidin HaMekal Kabal Omach HaShemayim, B'Sak HaRishon HaYin Shom, HaRach Redim, Chalak HaMazah. So the language of Shulchan Aruch sounds like they're not Mechuyiv to, but they should. The Bach says they're Mechuyiv to. The Zadikr Pesach is that they're not Mechuyiv to, that they should. Shemayim, B'Sak B'Nach L'Tzvi, Perish to Kabbalah, Zem Mechabra, Kol Parsha Rishayna, he understands that doesn't mean the first Pasuk, means all paragraph. By Rav Hoistav Olav, the Al-Kaponim called Pasuk Rishon, that he understands that the Shulchan Aruch was saying that Kabbalah Tomach HaShemayim meant the whole paragraph. It comes to Ramos, at least the first Pasuk. That's how he understands it. Lavush Mashna Gamkin, of course, Machabra, Rak Pasuk Rishon, Bezal Bishabir Rav. Lavush learns that the Ramos is not arguing, the Ramos is just explaining what the Shulchan Aruch meant. Okay, let's hold it here.